أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه نهى أن يشرب الرجل قائما قال قتادة فقلنا لي أنس فلقله قال ذلك الشر أو أخبث رواه مسلم في رواية له أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زجر عن الشرب قائما هذا أنس رضي الله عنه the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم forbidden anyone from drinking water while standing. Qatada says, we ask Anas, what about eating? He replied, this is even more evil or more reprehensible, Muslim. Another narration states, the Messenger of Allah forbidden drinking while standing. As Anas then narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden anyone from drinking water while standing. Qatada says, we ask Anas, what about eating? He replied, that is more evil or more reprehensible, Muslim. Another narration states, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden drinking while standing. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يشربن أحد منكم قائما فمن نسي فليستقي رواه مسلم أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said none of you shall drink water while standing whoever forgets shall vomit it out أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said none of you shall drink while standing whoever forgets shall vomit it out so this is why you know, he always explained that it's important to study hadith under ustaz. And a person has to have overall all hadith under him. Like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. Or the Ahnaf, the Malikiyah, the Hanabila, the Shawafi', the Mazhabs. They have all the hadith under them. Imam Nawawi al-Shafi, he's a Shafi here. But even all the Mazhabs, because this is not exactly iktilaf in field masla. It is iktilaf in So a person has to, if so, a person can't just say, oh, because these are Muslim Sharif riwayat, they're more sahih than the other ones because of Tirmidhi and that. No, if they're sahih, they're sahih. No matter if they're in Tirmidhi or Ibn Majah or Ibn Khuzaimah or whatever, if they're sahih hadith, they're sahih hadith. And this is waqala hadith and sahih, waqala hadith and sahih. So you have to give explanation of the hadith, and I give explanation of those hadith. Here Rasulullah is saying, forbidding. And then what about eating? Even worse. And here, if you forget, his from insan, vomit it out. So what does that mean? Do you really have to do that? That's why you have to study hadith under ustaz. You can't just be a zahiri. People nowadays, modern, you know, they think they know everything. We're all jahil today. We're the biggest juhal, we, even myself. What do we have of Quran and hadith that we can even think that we know something? Really, we're nothing. We're nothing. We are nothing compared to the salaf. So it's very important to understand. Now here, فَلْ يَسْتَقِيَ Did you really vomit it out? You need Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he, this is so evil, purposely a person, who does eating and drinking standing? The animal that does not speak. Insan is hewanun natiq. Insan is the animal that speaks. You're thinking, this is, now I'm talking a little bit mantiq, but that's knowledge a little bit I'm giving you. Okay, insan is the human that speaks. It's an animal that speaks. The animal does not speak, any animals, which we call animals, cow, goat, dog, everything, what do? Do they sit and eat? Do they sit and drink? They all stand. A human doesn't. This human's way is like this. But when times do, when it's necessary or something does happen, you're allowed to. How does a human go for call of nature? He sits. You go to washroom, you go to toilet and you sit. You don't stand in, you sit. But sometimes say something happened to your leg, then you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to. Deen is very easy, very easy. This is why people say, oh, it's too hard, the Sahaba. No, it's the most easiest thing ever. We have all the narrations, we have all the things. So a person should not purposely, and I explain those easy, a person's eating date, coming, he's breaking his fast, a little date. It's a fruit, it's a vegetable, it's a fruit, whatever you call it. Huh? I explained that yesterday. But to sit, like to eat like food, was, you know, some people, they buy a piece from the restaurant as a Muslim. You know, don't walk and eat that. Don't walk and eat that and pop in one hand like this. No, you're not allowed to do that. When we used to travel in America when we were students, when I was in Charlton, Kentucky, in Philadelphia, so they used to have iftari parties. It was the most disgusting thing ever. And all the Muslims would be standing and eating. They're all modernists, Zahiri modernists. I don't know what type of theologies they follow, doctors and all that. Number one juhals in the world. And you have to teach them the Sunnah and the Quran. That if we're far away from deen, me myself, I'm far away from deen. Yeah, really. When I compare my life to the Sahaba's life, I think I'm this way and they're that way. Look at the way we eat, drink. But at least things like this, and everybody's standing, drinking, eating, and nothing. Maybe they have some these type of hadith in their heads, or I don't know what they get from. But says, ya Allah, this is not the way Muslims eat and drink. We're supposed to sit down. Why are you standing and eating rice? And like, you know. So this is very, very important. Quran and hadith, Allah give us the true knowledge. And Allah give us the true sunnah. Allah stick us and the whole ummah upon the tariqah of the salaf, the sahaba. There's a big fitna that's coming. It's destroying all our basic things. It came on attacking the mazahibs and this and that, this and that. Now, 8 rakat taraweeh, is it going to stay like that? And standing like this, all this, it's all shaitans inside, all this, you know, it's Allah protect. And we're compelled, we'll compel. It's a necessity. So it's a necessity you don't cover your mouth in salat. It's a necessity, it's one of the necessities. So it's a necessity, then we have to read salat like this. So our great grandchildren are not going to see salat anymore like this? Is it going to become the normal? So where are we going? Think about it. Think of the fitna that we're in, what situation that we're in, that we have to understand. Okay, Makkah and Medina, everybody's standing like this and this and that too. They're having 8 rakat taraweeh too. They're doing this too, they're doing this. Yeah, the fitnas of Dajjal are going to come in Makkah and Medina. Dajjal is not going to come inside of it. Dajjal is not going to come in. And Dajjal himself will not be able to enter because there's angels. But the fitna of Dajjal will go everywhere. And we don't know what is in this, isn't it? It's not just, we have to make a lot of dua, the halats come normal, we read salat normally, we have some feeling in us. And everything that we do, you know, when a person feels a hadith in his heart, he has to have a heavy feeling in his heart that, you know, we can't. Well, this is the norm, it's all right. If you feel like this, that to stand like this is all right now, for the rest of our life, we're not on the right tariqah. Remember that, beloved. Remember that. One is, we're in a situation, we're doing something, but if you think this is the norm, Rasulullah said, shaitan here. Rasulullah said, join them. You know how much stress there is? You know how much? There. What's the masla of covering your mouth like this and praying salat? So, ask from hadith, what is it? But, so if we think all this is normal, it's going to be normal, it's no problem, and no feeling that, oh, my salat is weak. Like a person, when he misses some stuff of his daily, he feels guilt, doesn't he? So we should have some guilt in us. Guilt in that this is the thing that I hope at least, you know, the halats come, Allah forgive us, give us good halat that we have normal things. Right? Because Makkah and Medina, 8 rakat taraweeh, and my friend Fahad Makki, he was saying, not even a little bit of the Quran, a little bit of the Quran. Not even the whole Quran in recitation of Taraweeh. Understand? So we see what the halats are coming to. So we just have to cry. May Allah protect them. May Allah forgive us.